know, there's really two scenarios that are probably realistic right now. Is there continuance of remote learning? We won't know that. What we understand is the state will come out with some kind of guidance for what they're calling, for lack of better term, remote learning 2.0, which will have stricter guidance as far as attendance, accountability for students. And then there is phase three document, as you're probably aware of, came out last week from ISBE, the Illinois State Board of Education, Illinois Department of Health, under phase three, the limited summer school options, such as driver's ed, any kind of summer school for students in person, you know, that involves groups of 10 or less. You know, personally, at our district, we talked about last night at the board meeting, and the directive from the board was to find a way to get driver's ed, the behind the wheel portion, going. But that's kind of what we're working on. We're meeting with the administrative team and our association. And the step one of that is to kind of get a survey of our parents and our older students and our staff as far as what return to work looks like for them personally. What went well during the remote learning that started about approximately March 15, somewhere in that area. So those are the two things we're considering right now. And we do need a little more guidance from the State Board and Illinois Department of Health as far as in-person instruction and what that might look like.
And I know as I talk to some educators and administrators, you know, one of the things I hear is, you know, there could be some combination of in-classroom learning and remote learning. Could you see that happening, and could that work?
I don't know if it could work, Jim, to be honest with you. But I do see it as a possibility. There could be an A-B schedule kind of thing. You keep families together. That could be a possibility. We talked about that last night as well in our district, and probably most that are similar to ours around our area. Transportation is going to be the key to that, and how we divide kids. If it becomes they come on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday one week, you know, we don't know that. We've not made decisions around that, but I could see an A-B schedule possibly working out, especially on the limited, you know, the 6-foot spacing and things in the classroom. How many can you fit in each classroom? That becomes the question.